The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help you lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been cool out there and rainy all this last week, cool in the 50s, so every morning there was mist out on the lake, which is where the name of our county comes from, Mist County. Most counties named for heroes, and some of them have heroic Indian names, and ours is named for a kind of a fog, droplets suspended in the air. We don't really know why. Everybody who knew why that name was attached to us is long gone, but we've not changed it. Some people have suggested it, but we are a frugal people, and the thought of throwing away all that stationery and changing new signs. So here we are. We're just Mist County in the middle of Minnesota. The mist is good for the flowers, of course, and so we've had foliage green and beautiful. The tulips are in bloom, and the crocuses as well. And Irene Bunsen has been hanging out the big hanging pots of ivy out over her porch, hanging from hooks there in the ceiling of the porch, and the ivy drooping down, which gives the house a romantic look, so that when her husband, Clint Bunsen, comes home from work in the evening, he has a feeling that he's supposed to take off his shirt and go in and sing a big song or something. He doesn't, but he has a feeling that he should. Speaking of romance, Mother's Day is this coming weekend, so Sunday. A day which in Lake Wobegon, many people are re-examining the traditions of Mother's Day after last year's Mother's Day, when Myrtle Krebsbach disappeared on Mother's Day. All of her children and grandchildren came up from the cities, and there was a big dinner, which they were going to do, but, you know, they forgot some essential ingredients, butter, eggs, milk, you know, that sort of thing. And so she wound up having to make a big dinner for a lot of people. There was a lot of commotion in the house, and dinner was supposed to be on the table at 1 o'clock. It went on the table at 4 o'clock, and in the midst of it, they noticed that she was gone. She just simply had disappeared. They waited for a while for her to come back, and then they went ahead and ate. And then they called her cell phone, and she was in a room, and a TV was on, and it sounded like a movie, and she simply had gone and checked into a hotel, and she had ordered a chicken sandwich and minestrone soup, and she was lying in bed, and she was enjoying a favorite movie, Audrey Hepburn, Gregory Peck, Roman Holiday, and she would be just fine, and she'd be home in the morning. Thank you very much. So we are now rethinking that. The swine flu has affected Lake Wobegon to the extent that the Lutheran Church has now asked people not to do the exchange of peace as a part of the Sunday morning service, where you turn and shake hands with the people around you in your pew, and you say the peace of the Lord, which is not a problem for Lutherans. Most of them would rather skip that anyway, because you never know when you shake hands with people. Some people are going to hug you. You just know that they're going to do it, and that's not really who we are. There was a whole mob of wild turkeys came to Lake Wobegon this last week. God knows why, but they came into town, just one group after another, tom turkeys and their harems, groups of 12 and 14 brainless birds wandering around in town. They never were bright to start with, and now they are in their mating season, which does tend to reduce IQ, which you may remember from when you were younger. one of the great arguments for monogamy. And but they've all come to town. I guess they figured it out that if you stay out in the woods by yourself, you are liable to be shot. But if you gang up together and through in collective numbers, there is strength. They came into town, and they've been wandering around. They're just a terrible nuisance, leaving little trails of green wherever they go in the grass, and scavenging whatever they can find, getting into garbage. And you find them on your bird feeder in the morning. You get up and you look out the back window, and here's this big mass of feathers, like a tumor on your feeder, and you go out there and you try and shoo it away, and it doesn't have the brains to get scared. You poke at it with a broom, and it just grabs hold of the broom. And finally, there are people who have wound up just lifting the turkey up in their arms and carrying it out to the alley and dumping it out there, and then it follows you back into the house. There are many people who would have wanted to have shot a few turkeys, but their children were watching. And this is not an easy thing to explain to children, depending on how your family feels about that. Carl Krebsbach was driving through town, and he almost wiped out 20 of them in one fell swoop. He was on his way to the Sons of Canute Temple, where he's working on a renovation project, and he was talking on his cell phone to his sister Charlotte down in Minneapolis, who was going through a midlife crisis, which most classroom teachers go through every year about this time. It is May, after all. And so she was sobbing to him on the phone. She teaches English in the eighth grade. And she just felt it was time for her to get out of teaching, and she was about to just walk out of her classroom and go down to the office and hand in her resignation. And she wants to switch careers and to dance in bars, just to stand up on the bar in her underwear and sing and dance. And have salesmen slip 10s and 20s under her garter belt. She just thinks it would be more useful than trying to pound into the heads of 13-year-olds who are crazed on hormones the idea that the possessive pronoun there, as in their fingers were up their noses, is spelled T-H-E-I-R, and not T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. And it is important to spell this correctly. Even though everyone knows what you mean, it still is important to spell it correctly. Otherwise, you will look S-T-O-O-P-I-D. And someday, you will apply for a job along with 2,000 other people. And when you write, "There are many reasons why I think I could do this job," and you spell it T-H-E-I-R, many reasons, other people will be there who know their spelling. And they will get the job and not you. She's done with trying to explain this to kids who sit and daydream and look out the window and don't listen to anything she says. She would just rather get up on a bar and dance to Bad, Bad Leroy Brown and earn some money and have a good time and meet interesting people your own age. Well, he was listening to this long, long lament, and she was sobbing at the other end. And then suddenly, these bodies appear on the road right in front of him, and he just swerves in his truck, and he goes down into the ditch, and he knocks over the Hanson's mailbox, which is made from a little log cabin, and he knocks it down. He avoids all these turkeys who are blah, 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 all fluttering in a big pile of turkeys. And now he's in the mud, and he's rocking the car back and forth, and he's digging himself deeper down, and the wheels are spinning back and forth, and he can't get out. And he can hear the turkeys up there laughing at him. And he can hear her voice on the cell phone, and she's going on and on about acupuncture and how it opens up energy pathways in your body. So that you are now capable of things you never were capable of before. People started to stick pins in you. He gets out of the truck and he climbs the slope up onto the road where the turkeys were, and he sees his tire tracks, and he has run over two little squirrels. Two squirrels are lying there, dead, flattened. Two squirrels, a male and a female. He assumes a male and a female. He doesn't do an autopsy, but he's... One, it looks as if one was following the other. And one of them has its little paw up, and the other one has its left hind leg extended like a ballet pose. And they're both flat as pancakes on the road. They were on their way to something. They were going to find something together, the two of them. And he wiped them off the face of the earth. And then he heard footsteps, big boots coming up behind him, and it was Art, the proprietor of Arts, Bates, and Night Arrest Motel, who doesn't run a motel anymore because he hates people, and he just got out of the hospitality business. He just put up all these warning signs all over, don't clean fish on the picnic tables, how many times do I have to tell you, and so forth. And then eventually people just didn't come back to the motel, and now he just uses all the motel cabins for storage, which he needs a lot more storage. He accumulates things. He was walking up and he points to the squirrels and he says, "You gonna take those?" Carl says, "What, the squirrels?" "Yeah," he says, you don't want them, I'm gonna take them." "What for?" "Meat." "Well, they're just fresh. You just ran over them. They're fresh. Haven't heard of the 5-second rule?" That's... And he picked them up. He picked up the two lovers off the asphalt. And he had his knife right there. Carl said, "Don't do that here. Take that someplace else. Take that into the ditch or someplace." His sister was talking to him and going on and on about her plans for the summer as he watched these two little bodies being carried away. True, the crows would have gotten them. The crows would have feasted on them. They would have been just bones by later tonight. But still, to think that he had done this, he had wiped out love, two lovers who had dreams of elegance and grandeur, and who were just on their way to doing something together. And he'd wiped them off the face of the earth. And suddenly he was surrounded there in the road by all these little feathered friends. They'd all gathered around him to thank him for something. He had spared the lives of a gang of idiots. And he had eliminated Romeo and Juliet. Finally, his sister said, "And how are you? What's going on with you?" He said, "I'm fine. I'm fine. This is what we say in Lake Wobegon. Ask us how we are. It doesn't matter. We could have just one more breath left to draw. I'm fine. Just fine." That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average. The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help you lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios.